7:52 now at KOZI on this Thursday morning. Time to make a community connection with our Washington State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Oh, terrific to have you. And let's talk about something a little bit. I know the budget has been a big topic, and I think there might be some misinformation out there when we talk about finding $600 million. It wasn't as though someone just turned over a rock and found it. Tell us a little bit about how those additional funds came about, and where are we in the budget process?
Yeah, sure. You're right. It's not as if the budget writers lifted up their sofa cushions and discovered some extra funding. But the benefit is what we do is a budget is a collection of spending priorities, but it's also based on the incoming revenues. And the state of Washington collects its revenues primarily through the sales tax. Every time someone purchases goods and services, you know, there's the state portion of the sales tax, and then there's actually a local portion of the sales tax that goes to the local government. Also, the state of Washington collects revenue from business taxes, known as the B&O tax, the business and occupation tax. And when our economy is doing really well, which has been the case for the past several months and the past several years, the state of Washington sometimes collects more than it had anticipated through those tax sources. So what we do is we plan our budget for our spending priorities, but we also project what the revenues are going to be when they come in. And the state economy continues to be performing extremely well. And what that has resulted in is additional money over and above what was projected. And every quarter, the state of Washington updates its revenue projection. So much like, you know, a business does, you know, you kind of project how many sales you're going to have. If it's a really good season and it's a great summer and there's no wildfires in north central Washington and a lot of people are coming to visit Chelan, well, then maybe, you know, you actually had more in sales than what you anticipated, so you ended up getting more revenue than expected. And so that's the case right now with the state budget. We received over $600 million in revenue beyond what we had anticipated just a few months ago. And overall, since the beginning of the budget year, it's been over $1 billion of increased revenue. And then in addition to that, As we discussed previously on an interview, the Boeing Corporation wants to roll back some of its tax breaks that the state provided the Boeing Corporation at one time so that they can comply with some international standards through the World Trade Organization, and they will avoid international tariffs if they reduce their tax benefit that they're receiving. So doing that as well would result in extra revenue. And then last year, even though I voted against them, the Democratic members proposed a series of four different tax increases. And when taxes are increased, obviously there's additional revenue that come in. So the state of Washington financially is doing quite well because of the economic situation. And then as we budget, we take all that into consideration, and currently the state is proposing three different budgets, the operating, the transportation, and the capital budgets, and those are what are being discussed this week.
And where are we in that process? I know the House has to get their fingerprints on it, the Senate has to get their fingerprints on it. When do we all come together? Is the deadline, what, March 12th? Is that when we're supposed to wrap things up?
Yes, March 12th is the deadline. So right now the Senate proposes its budgets, operating, transportation, and capital, and the House does the same. And ultimately, the House will pass their budget proposal, the Senate will pass its budget proposals, and then between the Senate and the House and the governor's office, all three entities need to agree on the same document in order for it to become law. So the governor, as you probably recall, early on introduced his governor proposed budget, and then that's the process we usually go through. I'm not sure what budget proposals the House may have already approved, but yesterday the state Senate approved its proposed capital budget, and I believe there's a possibility either today or tomorrow that the Senate will approve its proposed operating budget, and then that would leave one more proposal to approve, which would be transportation, mm-hmm. before the budget negotiations between the House and Senate budget writers can really begin.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand in reports this morning, Initiative 976, the House and Senate leaders have unveiled plans to fill the big hole that's left with that initiative, or with the passage of that, with some $450 million. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think the House and the Senate have taken different approaches to that issue. I don't serve on the Transportation Committee, but my understanding is that what the Senate proposes to do in its transportation budget is try to address the revenue shortfalls from the initiative, which would be about 7% of the transportation budget. So it is pretty significant in terms of revenues. But keep in mind, I'm thankful that the budget writers are adhering to what the will of the people is, because, you know, sometimes when we talk about revenues and everything, we get lost as to what the direction of the voters was. And in this case, it was very clear that they wanted some tax relief, or in this case, vehicle registration fee relief. And so I think the Senate transportation budget writers delayed some projects that were already were undergoing some challenges for delays. So I don't know that it would have a real impact in this budget cycle, but that spending was put on hold. Also, the Senate proposed in its transportation budget to delay the implementation of a couple different grants and other programs. So it sort of buys a little bit of time. The Senate also anticipates the possibility that the state Supreme Court may still strike down the initiative, because, as you know, Jeff, it's still kind of tied up in the court system a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the Senate proposed transportation budget assumes that the initiative will go forward and the revenues will be reduced, and so they budgeted accordingly. However, there are trigger sort of provisions in the budget. If the court does strike down the initiative and the extra revenue, it comes back to the Senate transportation budget, then mm-hmm. then the accounts that were diminished will replenish.
Quickly, before we run out of time, a couple of other items, if we could, Senator. Fill us in quickly on the hydro tax, how it might affect Chelan PUD, perhaps Douglas PUD, and also the Apple license plate. A little update on that.
Yeah, sure. So the Hydro Tax Incentive Bill, 6012, is a bill that's really been a 12th District priority this session, and something that I have focused closely on for a couple years, working very closely with Chelan PUD. That bill was approved by the State Senate. It was referred to the House Finance Committee for a hearing. We had a hearing this week, and that went well. And, you know, there's some discussions among stakeholders about making some adjustments to it. But my hope is that the bill will advance through the committee, and it is actually scheduled for a vote either today or possibly on Monday morning. So if it clears the committee, then the next step for its full passage before it could get to the governor would be the full House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. So it's gone almost all the way through the process, and we're getting very close. But as you get closer, the hill kind of gets a little bit steeper right at the end, but we're trying hard on that. And then the Apple license plate successfully cleared the House Transportation Committee just yesterday. So that's a committee that Representative Gaynor serves on, and Manson's very own Representative Mike Steele has been a big supporter of that effort too. He is actually a former scholarship recipient of the organization that would be receiving funds through the sale of these specialty license plates. So The Washington Apple Commission, the Washington Apple Education Foundation, and all the stakeholders and the 12th District members are excited to see the bill move along. It's a kind of a small little bill, but it is important, very important for the Apple industry, especially this time. And I think people throughout the legislature have appreciated the attention it's provided to our apple and tree fruit industry.
That's fantastic, and congratulations on that. Any final thoughts as we wrap up here today?
Well, I know some of the bills have died off, but a lot of the important decisions still remain related to the budgets. So I just wanted to mention to the KOZI listeners, if there are any thoughts or concerns, if people have any feedback or questions, please feel free to reach out to my office, and we will make sure we can get answers to you to keep you updated in these final and important remaining weeks.
As always, we appreciate your time this morning, Senator Brad Hawkins. Thank you for making a community connection.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Likewise, and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. Be well now.